But Emily, how do I find clients? How do I find clients? Where do I find clients? I get this question all of the time from our fellow freelancers.
Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite.
Hey, I'm your podcast host, Emily Reagan, a fellow freelancer. I've been doing it since 2019 when I quit my full-time job and stayed home with my son. Now I help go-getters reclaim control in their life with a freelance career where they call the shots, choose the clients they work with, the tasks they work on, all from the comfort of their own kitchen, RV, back porch, bed, wherever you want to work. It's yours. It's yours for the taking. The Great Resignation is on. People are quiet quitting their jobs, and people want freedom. We all do. I wanted it, especially as a military spouse who was always moving, a mom of four kids. I just cannot go back to the 9-to-5. So if you found this podcast, you're in the right place. Today, I want to talk about that number one question, where do I find clients? And I have that one simple question that can book you out quickly. And it's actually not rocket science, but this could really work for someone who has one client and wants to book more. It could work for someone who is brand new to this space and you haven't secured, signed, booked, contracted with your first client. Now, first of all, if you don't have any clients, everything ties back to your skill set. Do you have the skills that are in demand? There's the sweet spot. And I talk about this on my pricing webinar workshop that's coming up pretty soon. So keep an eye out for that. But I talk about the ikigai, which is this combination of finding that perfect job. And there's two important factors to that. And that's what people need help with and what they're willing to spend money on. So people might need help with things, but they might not actually value it or be willing to spend a lot of money on it. So you have to find that sweet spot between those two things, as well as what you're good at, you actually have talent for, and what you love. So think of the ikigai. It's this Venn diagram where these four circles overlap, and you're trying to find the middle sweet spot for your job. And this is so appropriate for every freelancer because we are not entrepreneurial. We are not starting and running businesses we hate. We're doing something we love because we feel it in our bones that we need to do this for ourselves to get a future that we want. We all have a different vision, right? Some of us are in it for money. Some of us are in for more time work balance. Some of us just have a vision of not working for the man, part-time, full-time. I mean, there's so many different variations here. So having that in-demand skill is where it all starts with. So I've always found that leading, mentioning myself and what I do works really well. FYI, if you're trying to get clients, use magical words from the ikigai, which people actually need. And marketing, ding, 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 saying words like digital marketing, marketing funnels, SEO, content marketing, social media marketing, affiliate marketing, all of those will get you clients in of itself. The other reason I love marketing is everyone needs help with it. It is this new age, here to stay, underlying task in every business that needs to be happening at all levels, small business to huge multi-million corporation. Everyone needs to be doing marketing, lead generation, brand awareness campaigns that position their company as the authority that drives traffic, that then drives sales, right? And it's harder to do marketing. It's harder to find people who can do it. There's a little bit more of a startup and a knowledge base required. And therefore, it's also value-based because you're bringing in sales, you're bringing in leads, you can track the money, you can track the efforts, and you can charge more as a freelancer. So first of all, I just need to put that out there. Using those words from the ikigai that people need help with is going to put you in a sweet spot position. But ultimately, what's that one question that will book you out quickly? It's really encompassing this attitude. And here it is. It's going to be so simple, it blows your mind. How can I help you? How can I help you? And you know why it's so simple? It positions you as a solution. It gets somebody talking, sharing their pain points. And it's also something, a lost art that people forget to do that shows you care about their business. People are so self-centered lately. I don't know. Maybe I sound like my grandma here complaining about how the world's a darker place, but that's not what I mean. People lead with I, me, me, me all the time. I mean, social media is a vanity thing, right? We're taking selfies, we're sticking out our butts and giving our skinny arms and our best angles of our face, and it's very self-centered, right? But when you say, how can I help you? You're putting the spotlight back on this person, this client, this potential client. And it also puts you in this powerful situation where you're learning what people actually need. Tying it back to the ikigai, what do people need? What are they willing to pay for? It's powerful. You can use this question in discovery calls. You should be asking this in every discovery call. You need to be using it when you're active inside Facebook groups where your clients are, or any kind of social media platform, or commenting thread or forum or whatever. How can I help you? It's also the number one question to ask in all marketing research. Never go out and create a product without talking to your people and figuring out how they actually want help and what they're willing to pay for. So simple, so effective. It gets people talking and it positions them to need you. So how can you get these conversations going? That's what you need to be thinking. You want to find clients? Get this stupid, silly conversation going on how people need help. What are they struggling with? Sales is more about listening, hearing the pain points, repeating them, and making yourself the solution. And you can do that in a comment. You can do that in an Instagram comment. You can do that in a Facebook group. You can do that inside your own social media. You can do that in an email. You can do that face-to-face. You can do that in a conference. You can do it virtually. All you're asking is, what are you really struggling with? And how can I help you make that change and get you over that hump? And here's the number one thing I want you to realize. Most people aren't listening. Oh my gosh, I remember working my last full-time job and we were interviewing people for a couple different positions. My boss always brought me in to help with this. It was amazing how many people made the interview process about themselves instead of about the company. It's like interview lessons 101. Don't start every sentence with me, 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 I. Make it about the company, right? I encourage you to run with this. This is why inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, we do a discovery training. We get you to be active and empathetic and really listening. I have Tracy Patterson come in and do a 2-hour call with us, walking us through this, because this is ultimately how you'll find clients. Converting them in the discovery call, getting them to book that discovery call, making yourself of value and service and positioning yourself as the expert and the solution to creating that change. People think they have to find clients by hanging out these neon signs, posting on social and TikTok. They think they have to be salesy and pushy and really promote themselves and scream louder than all the other VAs, post these like fake clickbaity posts in other Facebook groups with, you know, selfies and whatnot. And it's not that way. It's not that way. People see through this. But this is about looking for opportunities with your next door neighbor, your business down the street, the person sitting next to you at a conference, a virtual mixer, or even the very easy low-hanging fruit in a Facebook group. It's really not that hard. If you are nodding your head, go listen to episode number 111, How to Get Noticed in Facebook Groups as a Virtual Assistant. This will help you stand out from the sea of samesies, just the shark-infested, you know, virtual assistants who are clamoring and looking desperate for jobs and then cold DMing people. I know that you don't want that for you. Go listen to that one. I also encourage you to listen to last week's episode with Marcy. Marcy Sanders, she already knew how to do some digital marketing tasks. She was already positioned as an email marketing strategist and assistant, but she still needed help marketing herself and finding clients as an introvert, and just posting to social media was not her answer. It was not a strategy that was actually working. I have tons of good episodes here on this podcast. Go ahead and hit subscribe while you're at it, and then you won't miss out on anything in the future. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing work group. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists, who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialist and managers and strategist. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. Now I have two more bonus questions for you if you already have existing clients. And guess what? It's pretty much the same question. Instead of how can I help, I like to make this joke. Do you need fries with that? When you are doing that service for your client, maybe it's the first project. Maybe they've brought you in to take care of a very baseline task is ongoing and you're ready for more, don't forget to upsell yourself. And instead of how can I help you, what else do you need help with? This actually just happened on my team meeting today when Ruthie on my team spoke up and said, hey, I can help more. What do you need help with? And I wanted to cry. Another teammate wanted to cheer. I mean, we were waiting for the green flag from people who are hungry for the work. We want to see the hunger. We want to know that you care about the business. And so do that. Be very straightforward. Have a communication with your client. Show you are a team player and tell them you want more work. What else can I help you with? Now, point two, if you already have a client, ask them if they know people who want French fries. Does that even make sense? Instead of, do you want fries with that? Do you have friends who want fries? Get the referral. Be direct. Do you have online business peers who could use my help? Be direct. Now, two good things are going to happen. One, your client might actually freak out and not want to lose you and give you more work. Right? I mean, that does happen. Well, that's like a whole nother podcast we can talk about. If they're a good client, but they might not have enough work for you, that's okay. They're going to refer you because they want the best for you. They care about you and they want you to be a team player with your business as well. So they will help refer the clients and do that for you. Do you have friends who need help? Do you have friends who need my help, especially my help? Because after you've proven yourself, you know, don't do this too early when it's like week one on the job. After you've proven yourself, ask that. Those are the simple questions to ask to book yourself out. What do you need help with? What else do you need help with? And do you have friends who need my help? You can do the indirect ask too with a cold lead with your audience. I talk about this a lot. I teach my students to do this inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant. Go to your inner circle and ask, do you have business owner friends who need my help? You can throw in marketing. Do you have business owner friends who need my marketing help? Or insert your thing, your specialization. Say those magical words. Put yourself in the middle of the ikigai with what people need and what they want, and you will book out. There is so many clients out there, and this is why I share job leads with my students and with my digital marketing work group. So don't let this fear of not being able to find clients, of feeling scared, like you have to be all robust on social media, you have to have a huge following, you have to have a huge email list. None of that is true. None of that is true. I will hand you the job leads inside the course and the program. I will hand you job leads inside the work group. You have a safe space to start your business, take on those first few clients, and start doing the work and growing in your confidence. You have support. We care about your success and we want to set you up. We want to be there when you have questions with those first couple clients of what to do. I know it's scary, but don't let the fear of clients stop you because there is so much work out there. You stalling is going to keep you stuck. Other people are going to pass you by. You have a clear vision of your future. There's a reason you want this. There's a reason you're starting a side hustle. There's a reason you're looking into freelancing. There's a reason you're already doing it. Now run with it. Next week on the podcast, we're going to have a really good episode with another introvert telling her story, how she got started, no marketing degree, her biggest lessons, how she landed a seven-figure client almost immediately, and then how she got a second. It's going to be a really good episode. If you haven't signed up, the How to Become a VA info session is Thursday, September 29th. You can catch the replay if you are hearing this podcast later. This is going to be a free training. You'll just get the recording. Free training, what you need to get started, all of your questions about starting up as a VA, a freelancer, a 1099 independent contractor, and how you can become so much more. But this is the questions everyone's asking me in one fell swoop, and it's going to help you get started quickly. And then be on the lookout if you need the skills, if you need the network, the clients, if you need to be confident to be able to book these clients, if you want freedom and control over your schedule, the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School is opening up soon. Jump on the waitlist and pay attention. October is the month. I'll see you next week on the podcast. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. So here's the mompreneur conundrum. I sit down to record my podcast. I've got 35 minutes before I need to leave to soccer. I am the soccer coach. Because no other parents volunteered, and I'm that type of person. I volunteer. I sit down to record. Rare moment of time in between appointments, running to the orthodontist, working on my business, and then somebody starts vacuuming. Poor me. I taught one of my kids to do chores, and they're vacuuming, and I feel like if I just wait two more minutes, they'll stop, and then I can record this episode. Oh my gosh, this is mompreneur life. There goes the vacuum. Such a lovely sound. But I mean, should I go ask them to stop? I don't know. Sometimes I think if I just woke up at 5 a.m., I should just do it then. But let's face it, I'm not a 5 a.m. person. And now my cat wants in. Get out of here. You want in or out? Okay, go away.